Jack rescued Kate from the dark depths of Angkor Wat, but the thieves have already got away to the airport. They've taken the treasure and Kate's mum as a hostage, and by the time Kate and Jack catch up, they're already safely through customs. It looks like they've escaped, and Kate may never see her mum again. Jack thought for a moment. Wait here, Kate. Jack moved quietly through the crowds to a place at the front of the immigration queue. He rifled through his book bag and pulled out his passport and trick ticket, which looked like a boarding card. He glanced at the departures sign above and noticed a flight leaving in 10 minutes to Thailand, flight 101. Jack lifted the trick ticket to his mouth and whispered, "Flight 101, Thailand." The voice recognition card transformed the ticket to exactly what Jack had said.
"Next,"
grunted the government official ahead. Jack stepped forward and presented his documentation.
"Thank you," said the official. "I hope you've had a nice stay in our country."
He handed back the passport and boarding card, nodding for Jack to proceed.
"Sure have," said Jack.
He could see Kate's mum walking onto the runway with the two men. He dashed through the crowd and placed his book bag on the X-ray belt. He hustled through the arches of the security check and picked up his bag, which was waiting for him on the other side. Thanks to the anti-X-ray feature, the security guard checking his bag didn't see his gadgets. All they saw was a fake image of a pack of chewing gum, a couple of books, and a handheld gaming device. Jack raced out of the door. There, walking up the steps to a private plane, was Kate's mum, sandwiched between the Thai man who had a gun in her back and the man with the gold teeth who was carrying a black box. Now what was Jack going to do? As he ran towards the steps, he pulled a black-wrapped CD disc from his pocket.
"Hey, you!"
he yelled up to the man with the gold teeth. The Thai man plunged the gun deeper into Kate's mum's back. Jack could hear her wince. The man with the gold teeth slowly turned to look down from the top of the steps. His eyes widened in anger and surprise when he saw Jack.
"Yeah, you!" shouted Jack. "You forgot something!"
He waved the disc in the air.
"What do you mean?" asked the man, frowning.
"Seems like you forgot an important piece of treasure," said Jack, smiling as if he held an important secret. "Kate gave it to me when I rescued her from the fifth tower."
The man looked at the airport building and spied Kate, who was frantically staring out through the window at the runway.
"That's impossible," he said. "I have it all."
"Not so," said Jack. "Kate kept the most important piece back for herself. You can't do anything without it. It's the key to the treasure's power."
The man furrowed his eyebrows and growled at Jack in anger.
"You can have it," said Jack, "but only after you release Kate's mum."
"All right, kid,"
the man's gold teeth shone in the sun.
"You can have her, but if it's a hoax, I'll kill you."
"Joy,"
the man yelled. With one push, the Thai man sent Kate's mum falling down the steps onto the runway. Picking herself up, she looked at Jack.
"Thanks,"
she mouthed as she rushed past and into the airport building.
"Now, hand it over."
The Thai man pointed his gun directly at Jack.
"Okay," said Jack. "Catch!"
He tossed the disc high into the air.
"No!"
screamed the man, dropping the black box in order to catch it. The disc slipped through his fingers and fell onto the steps of the plane. Both men were too busy fumbling for it to notice that Jack had come up alongside them. Jack grabbed the rope on the black box and snatched it away. The treasure was now in Jack's hands. The man with the gold teeth picked up the object and lifted it towards the sun.
"At last we have the power,"
he proclaimed. Neither man had realized that Jack had snatched the treasure.
"I wouldn't say that,"
said Jack as he reached into his book bag and pulled out the net tosser. Jack flung the ring high over the two men. It burst open and the net fell on top of them, trapping them inside. The Thai man fired his gun at Jack, but the net had an anti-bullet feature and the bullet pinged around inside the net with the men cowering for their lives. Jack used his watch phone to call the local authorities as the airport security guards descended on the men and cuffed them on the spot.
"I'll get you for this,"
the man screamed at Jack.
"This isn't the last you've seen of me, young man."
Jack just smiled and waved them away. When the commotion died down, Kate burst through the door of the airport building.
Jack! She cried, running towards him, her arms flailing with excitement. You did it! You saved my mom and the treasure! She leaped up and kissed him squarely on the lips. Stunned, Jack stood there, not knowing what to do. The Global Protection Force could prepare you for all sorts of situations, but not one involving a kiss from a girl, especially a kiss from a girl you liked. Thank you so much for saving our lives, said a voice from behind Kate. Jack looked past her. It was Kate's mum, probably the last person to see Jack's brother Max before he disappeared. I think you probably have a few questions for me. Back at Kate's house, they tidied up the kitchen, and Kate's mother poured them all some tea. She sat across from Jack at the kitchen table and began to tell him what she knew about Max. I met your brother 6 months ago when I was working in Egypt, she said. I was running a project much like this one that involved watching over something sacred. When I got word that someone was planning to steal it, I contacted the GPF and they sent Max to protect it. Max was fantastic. He was clever and truly passionate about his job. But one day, the thing he was guarding disappeared, and so did Max. After that, I was reassigned to Cambodia. I truly don't know what happened to your brother. I'm sorry. Is there anything else you can tell me about the mission? Pleaded Jack. The only thing I can say is that Max's mission had something to do with a mummy. A mummy? Right, said Jack, standing up. It looks as if I've got a bit of research to do on Egyptian mummies. He smiled at Kate's mum. Thanks. I hope you find Max, she said. And when you do, please tell him I said hello. Will do, said Jack. I'd better go. Do you have to? Asked Kate, who was wearing a long face. Unfortunately, I do. But you know where to reach me, Jack said, and I know where to find you. He smiled at the knowledge that she still had the transponder. Kate smiled back, happy to know that she might see Jack again. Jack turned to Kate's mum. Can I borrow your bedroom? Rachel looked puzzled for a moment, but then she realised that GPF agents had to depart in secrecy. She pointed towards a door. Of course you can. Jack gave a final wave to Kate and stepped into the bedroom. He opened the front pouch of his book bag. Inside was a small grey pellet. He threw it on the floor, instantly releasing grey smoke that drifted upwards across his body. As soon as the smoke began to swirl, Jack tugged on the straps of his book bag and yelled, Off to England! Within an instant, the smoke churned around him, sucking him into its core and transporting him back home. When he arrived, Jack took a deep breath. He put his book bag under his bed and climbed into his pyjamas. As he stared up at his magic map, thoughts of Egypt and Max swirled around his head. The time on the clock read 7:31 p.m. He yawned. It was time to get some sleep. After all, he'd had a busy evening.